很美丽的一天。
Today is a very beautiful day.
恭喜每一位做母亲的。
Congratulate every mother.
神拣选你们做母亲。
God has chosen you to be mothers.
把那属于神的角色分给你们。
That which is a part of God has given you.
恭喜你们一路上得到神的帮助。
Congratulate you that all this ways God has been giving you strength.
今天我要讲的一个题目叫做不再一样的家庭。
Today I'm going to share with you a topic which is family no longer the same.
假如我问你说你希望你的家会有什么样的不再一样。
So if I want to ask you a question, what aspect would you like to see that no longer the same?Your family.
我希望你有一些话可以回答。
I hope that you have something to say to me.
我也希望你今天晚上晚餐的时候可以分享这一个题目。
I hope that tonight during the supper that you may be able to share this topic.
说我们这个家庭希望能有什么不再一样。
And in this household, what do you like to see changed?
母亲是家庭的心脏。
And the mother is the heart of a family.
神把这么重要的角色放在母亲身上。
And God has given this important task to every mother.
刚刚我们读的圣经告诉我们一个世界最美的母亲。
And in this passage we read earlier, given us this most beautiful.
圣经母亲
of noble.
是很难。
It's very hard to find.
相信神在我们身上。
But I believe in our lives. But for the mother, they have given them a special task.
就是父母养育儿家庭。
Parents to be raising children.
使他们在神所要成为的那个人。
So that these children can grow up the person that God wants them to be.
我们的家是神在的。
Our family is where God resides.
刚刚读的圣经第十节的地方。
The passage is read in verse 10.
有一句话我特别要提醒大家。
And there's a phrase I want to emphasize.
说才德的妇人谁能得着呢？
It says, a wife of noble character, who can find?
她的价值远胜过珍珠。
She is worth far more than rubies.
假如你现在旁边有一位母亲，请你告诉她你是宝贝珍珠。
If you have a mother next to you, let her know that she's worth far more than rubies, more than treasures.
我相信，假如做儿女跟做丈夫的。
I'm sure for those children and husbands,
每天告诉他的妻子或母亲,
if you go to your wife or your mother,
说你是宝贝珍珠,
that you're more than rubies,
我想他会不同,
and then she will no longer be the same.
宝贝你的母亲,
treasure your parent, your mother,
因为她是神所安置的一个珍宝在这个家庭里面,
because she has put a treasure in your family.
假如你真希望你的家庭不再一样
And if you really want to see that your family no longer the same
有一个非常好的秘诀
There,
彼此珍惜
you
使对方感觉他真是珍宝在这个家
So that the other person can truly feel that they are the treasure in this house
现在假如发一张纸给这些
So if I pass on to a sheet of paper for every this morning
来写说你的家人是什么
And have them write down describe how your family look at you
我不知道有没有一半的人
I don't know if there will be half of us
可以写出这一个字
can say this word
说我们的家人看我为珍宝
and that my family sees me as treasure or rubies
我想我很可以
and I'm very curious
反而我会看到这一个字下面
I want to see the meaning behind this word
有的人可能会说我们的家人看我为佣人
some people may say that the mother may be viewed as a slave
然后我的孩子看我为开车的司机
My children see me as a driver
到处送他去学很多东西
Take me to all different places to learn
然后我的丈夫看我是经营这个家的经理
And my husband sees me as the manager of this house
还有看我是会计师要记账
He sees me as the accountant who takes care of all the finances
有许多你被当作一种不是那么珍宝的角色在那里。
You have so many roles that you're no longer taken as valuable.
当我读这一段圣经再三默想的时候
，As I was reading this passage and I meditate on it several times，
这一个字特别跑进我的眼睛里面。
And this word just popped into my eyes.
它的价值远胜过珍珠。
She is worth far more than rubies or treasures.
我们一起说，母亲的价值远胜过珍珠。
Can we say together that mothers are worth far more than rubies?
母亲的价值远胜过珍珠。我不晓得你买过珍珠没有。
I don't know if you ever bought rubies before.
大家很珍惜。
It's very precious.
但是有多少人真是珍惜母亲呢?
But how many people treasure their mothers?
让她感觉到她有价值。
To make them feel that they're worthwhile.
让她感觉到她这个家在这个家是宝贝的。
That they are valuable in our families.
我假如问这些丈夫。
Can I ask you these husbands?
你向你的妻子说过你是我的宝贝吗
Have you ever said that you are my precious?
今天晚上讲一讲她的脸会不同
Tonight if you say this their face will be different
向这些儿女们说
Say to these young children
告诉你的母亲说母亲你是我的宝贝珍珠
Tell your parents that you're my most precious ruby
英语有一个字非常好
And there's a word in English that's very, very goodThe word treasure.
这也可以做名词，也可以做动词。
It can be a verb as well as a noun.
当你说宝贝一个人的时候
When you treasure someone,
你用这个字可以。
You can use this word.
那个意思就是说你看他像宝贝。
And it means that you see this person as a treasure.
有一个人患了这个沮丧症。
A person has this depression.
来找心理医生。
I came to a psychiatrist.
这个心理医生就告诉他说
The psychiatrist said to him,
你现在能不能告诉我你可以感谢的一件事情
Can you tell me one thing that you're thankful for?
那想来想去想不出来
So he thought for a moment and he couldn't think of
one 因为沮丧的人通常所看的都是不好的
Because a person who is depressed always look at everything negative
那么这个医生就提醒他
So this doctor reminded him
说你家里有没有爱你的人
Do you have someone in your family that loves you?
哦，有我生病，他们很担心。
He said, when I was sick, they really, really had concerns for me.
他们一直要我赶快好。
And they wanted me to get better.
他们想办法安慰我。
And they thought of ways to encourage me.
鼓励我。
And comfort me.
但我就是提不起精神来。
I just couldn't get myself together.
我看什么都不好。
Everything is pessimistic.
我看别人都看不起我。
I look at everybody, they can't look highly upon me. Nothing to be thankful for.
这个医生给他开了一个特别的处方。
So this doctor gave him a special prescription.
他说好，从今天开始。
From today on.
你能不能一个礼拜当中。
Can you in 1 week.
想五件可以感谢的。
Think of 5 things to be thankful for.
然后写给那些你想感谢的人一个小小单张
and write a special notes for those people you want to thank.
他最先想到的是一个小学的老师
So this person thought of the first thing was this elementary teacher.
这位小学老师呢曾经鼓励他写的一个诗歌
And elementary school teacher once encouraged him to write a poem.
从此他就得了很大的自信往这个诗歌很喜欢
And then ever since then he's developed this great admiration for writing.
所以他就写了一个小卡片。
So he wrote a little thank you card.
寄给这个老师。
Sent to this elementary school teacher.
这个老师回信来了。
And the teacher returned a letter back to him.
他说我教了那么多学生。
Of all the teachers I've taught.
你是第一个写了信来谢谢我的。
You're the first person that wrote a thank you note to me.
我看了你的信流泪。
After I read your notes, I had tears in my eyes.
我可以想象当时我鼓励你的那个情景。
And I remember the moments when I give thanks, I was teaching you.
我很感动。
I was really touched.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
你想想看这个沮丧的病人。
So could you imagine this person who's depressed?
接到老师这一封回信。
After he had received this letter coming back from his teacher.
他会不会再一样呢?
Would he be the same?
他不再一样了
no longer the same.
他得到鼓励
He received encouragement
他说诶我还可以想一想
So he said maybe I could think some more
还有许多人我可以谢谢的
Maybe there's some other people I can say thank you
他就开始写越写越多
So he keep on writing and more and more he writes the more he
thought of 前后他一共写了500封
So he thought of 500 letters
而且他把每一封都印起来
And then he made copies of these letters
当他沮丧的时候
Every time when he gets depressed
他再拿这500封信一封一封的看
And he'll be reading all these 500 letters
然后他会告诉自己
He remind himself
感谢感谢
Thank you Thanks.
懂得感谢人的人
When a person who is able to be thankful,
必有幸福的人生
you will have a blessed life.
弟兄姐妹，我知道你可以向别人感谢比较容易。
Dear brothers and sisters, I know you're better at giving thanks.
但是你向家人感谢最困难。
It's very hard to give thanks to your family.
因为习惯了。
Because you're so used to them.
特别是妈妈。
Especially mothers.
很早起来。
They wake up early in the morning.
做早餐。
Make breakfast for you.
送去学校。
And take you to school.
到了大学还每天打电话。
When you're in college, they still call you every day.
我这一次跟一个培诚教会的青年去，他去短宣。
I was with this young brother, young man, going with him to the short-term mission.
他是开飞机的。
He's a He's a pilot of an airplane.
曾经去过一次。
And he's been there one time.
他就非常喜欢去短宣。
And he really loves to go distance.
所以他把这个短宣的时间都是
So he always set aside his time to go short-term missions. And this time he went again. As we arrived, the owner of this place said,
Steve, 你的母亲打了三次电话来了,
that your mother called three times already. She called from Shanghai.
我就看看她的脸,
and so I was looking at him.
我说, Steve, 你几岁了?
I said, Steve, how old are you?
哦,不少了,
he said, I'm not very young, and I'm at the age of getting married.
我说, 你妈妈是住上海吗?
He says, your mother lives in Shanghai?
她说不是,
she said, no.
是住美国,
he said, she lives in America.
她去上海去玩,
she was in Shanghai vacationing.
我说, 她从上海还挂念你来短宣你, 未到就打了三次电话。
And I said, she was thinking of you when she was traveling and called you three times from Shanghai.
我说, 你的妈妈真放不下你,
and she's not willing to let you go.
你知道她怎么回答吗?
And what, do you know what he said?
他说, 是啊, 真烦啊。
He says, oh yeah, it's so hard, so difficult.
母亲想他想得要命,
and the mother was thinking of him all the time.
但是他说, 真烦啊。
He says, oh, this is too much.
上帝给母亲一颗心,
and dear, our God give our mothers a special heart.
我愈想愈想,
the more I think of,
实在是上帝把他的一颗心放在母亲里面。
God has given his heart into our mothers.
他们是那么样的, 生命线连在儿女身上。
And they just have the special lifeline between them and the children.
他们是那么牺牲,
they sacrificial.
他们的牺牲想不出来为什么能做到,
and we can't understand why how they accomplished such feat.
我刚从莫斯科回来,
I just came back from Moscow,
礼拜四下午,
and Thursday afternoon.
那些人的影像跟事情太感动, 整天都在想那个事情,
and the images of those people and the thoughts and the things that are going on, and constantly thinking of them.
我到匈牙利10天, 然后到莫斯科10天,
I was in the Hungary for 10 days and I was in Moscow for 10 days.
那种时间表实在是有点疯狂,
and those kind of schedule was very difficult.
所以从匈牙利到莫斯科的时候,
so from Hungary we went to Moscow.
早晨几乎像被人打得很严重,
every morning I felt like I was beaten so bad I couldn't get up.
因为早晨从8点到晚上12点,
because from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 at night,
有三种不同的聚会,
there are three different meetings.
当我到了莫斯科第一天又计时开课,
when I started in Moscow the first day we began teaching,
差不多20个人来上课,
20 some people came to class,
其中有一个母亲,
and one of them was mother,
她带着她的儿子,
she brought her son,
差不多大一的学生,
maybe a first year in college,
那是我们7年前开始的时候她才是12岁的孩子,
7 years ago when we first met this young boy he was only 12 years old,
她现在是6尺2的年轻人,
now he's a 6'2" a young person.
我看她坐在那里,
and I was seeing him sitting there,
那一种态度就知道今天是被拖来的,
and you can see his attitude that he was dragged here.
他一点兴趣都没有,
he had no interest in this.
坐在那个角落,
he was sitting in the corner,
翻东翻西,
he was looking around.
他的脸让我有一点担心,
and his face gave me such concern,
应该没有洗了,
because he had no joy.
那我课结束的时候,
and after the class session was over,
我就注意到这个年轻人,
I noticed this young man.
我说来, 我为你祷告,
I said, come and let me pray for you.
我就为他祷告,
so I prayed for him.
我知道他的情况,
I know his situation.
我说, 你是不是好久对耶稣已经没有兴趣了?
I said, it's been a long time since you have any interest to Jesus.
你已经跟神有一段距离,
you have this distance between you and him.
我可以从你的脸看出来,
I can tell from your face.
要不要牧师为你祷告?
You want the pastor to pray for you right now?
我就鼓励他,
then I encourage him.
我就为他祷告,
then I pray for him.
隔日,
next day,
他们已经开学, 所以他就不能来,
because the school started and so he no longer was
我就问他母亲,
there, so we asked his mother,
昨天的祷告怎么样?
So after the prayer what happened?
他说, 牧师啊,
she said, pastor,
这么大的不同,
such a difference.
我的儿子已经连礼拜都不喜欢来,
my son has lost interest even coming to worship services.
昨天你为他祷告以后,
yesterday after you prayed for him,
晚上他就告诉我,
that night he came to me,
我要好好重新写我的生活程表,
and then he said I would again rewrite my daily devotions.
我要恢复跟神的关系,
I want to renew my relationship with God.
我要重新晨早起来跑,
I want to get up in the morning so I can do morning jog. I want to get back to school and do a good job there. So I asked his mother,
我说, 姐妹, 你为了带孩子到莫斯科留学,
Sister, you want your son to study in Moscow, and how many years you have been here?
她说,
she says, it's been about 7 or 8 years now.
我说, 那么你的婚姻还能保得住吗? 离开你的先生这么久?
So, can you save your marriage after being apart from your husband for such a long time?
她说不, 牧师,
And she said, no, because my husband already left me. I can see the sacrifice from the mother. In her hearts. She came herself to study her PhD in Moscow. After she graduates, and then she lost her husband. Because of her son, she came to Moscow again. Again, she got sacrificed. And this kind of sacrifice you can see everywhere.
各种各样的牺牲,
all different sorts, all different kinds.
每次从短宣回来,
every time I return from short-term missions,
心里充满太多他们的事情,
my heart is filled with those things that are taking place over there in Moscow.
常常想在世界怎么有些人是这么受苦,
and then I'll think back, how come so many people in this world can be suffering? And Jesus is the only hope that they have.
当他们得到耶稣以后,
when they receive Jesus,
那一个转变是那样的不同,
and that transformation is so great.
然后到Moscow的时候,
when I went to Moscow,
他们预备四天的福音营,
they have this gospel camp for 4 days,
专门为学生开的,
designed just for students.
这一次他们只有限制学生才可以参加,
and this time they limit so only the students can come.
所以120个人,
120 students showed up.
我叫他们下次不要这样限制,
I asked them, do not give limitation next time.
比如说两个人从沈阳坐火车到北京坐飞机为了要来参加这个会,
some people from Shenyang in China travel go by train and go by airplane and travel for many days just to get there.
他们到了说他们不能参加, 因为他不是学生,
when they arrive and they cannot attend because they're not students.
最后我们还告诉这个, 主管的人说, 请让他们参加吧,
so then we also continue to convince the people that put this gospel camp together that they can attend.
其中一个是以前当兵的,
one of this man was used to be a soldier.
去年接受主,
last year he accepted Christ.
我看他带领敬拜,
I saw him leading worship.
知道他心中充满了耶稣,
I know that his heart filled with Jesus.
他这一次听到我要去,
and he heard that I was going.
专程来到这个Moscow见我,
and he traveled all this time, all this distance just to see me in
Moscow.
And every time, every session, he was just shedding his tears.
他说牧师,
he says, Pastor,
我要全然奉献给耶稣,
I want to give my whole life to the Lord.
请你告诉我我能做什么,
can you show me what can I do?
我什么都愿意做,
I'm willing to do anything.
耶稣变成那些人唯一的盼望,
Jesus has become the hope for every one of these.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在会中有一个大一学生,
There was a student that was a first year in college. Some people came to me and told me about the student that the person has, his parents just divorced. And his heart was filled with grief and he cannot continue. They asked me so I can speak with this person. So I asked this person to stand aside. I know that your heart is full of pain. You don't understand why your parents are divorced. And you have a tough time going on. And God understands what you're going through. Let God help you. I can smell that he was a smoker.
我说孩子你才17岁,
he said, young man, you're only 17 and you're smoking already?
他点头,
he nodded.
我可以知道在那些没有盼望的当中,
and I can tell when people have no hope, they just follow the ways of this world and they just imitate.
我跟他祷告,
then I pray.
我说,
and I said, as long as Jesus is in your heart, there's nothing in this world that can conquer over you. And you can stand still.
依靠耶稣,
rely on Jesus.
不要放弃你自己,
Do not let go and forfeit your own life.
主会带你过去。
God will take you through.
这些困难的人太多。
There's a lot of people going through distress.
我明明知道这些人。
I know these people.
假如没有耶稣。
If they don't have Jesus,
他的一生将不同。
Their life would always be, would not be the same.
有一天有一个女的律师。
And one day there was a woman lawyer.
在结束的那一天上前做见证。
And the night before the meetings was over, she came up and gave a testimony.
她一边讲一边哭。
As she was giving the testimony, she was shedding her tears.
她说我是住在另外一个国家，离这里飞机要五个钟头。
She said, I live in a country about 5 hours of flight from here.
我为了参加这个会来到这边。
Because of this session, I came here.
她说我们在那个地方几年前有大使命去开拓教会。
In the place where we live, several years ago, they started a church there.
但是没有牧者，人就分散了。
Because we don't have pastor, therefore all the people just left.
剩下几个人在聚会。
And there's only a few of us meeting together.
我们饥渴神的话。
We have this longing and thirst for God's word.
这一次台湾的短宣队到那个地方去。
And this year, our short-term mission trip,
奉献到那个地方。
Went over there and revived that place.
有八个人跟牧师一起去。
And the pastor, along with the pastor, were 8 people that went with him.
50个人来聚会。
And 50 people came to service.
20个人受洗。
22 people became baptized.
这个律师一边讲话一边哭。
This lawyer, as she was giving this testimony, she just kept on shedding her tears.
你们在 Moscow 的人有福了。
And the people in Moscow, they have blessing from God.
这么多人来帮助你们。
Because there's so many people coming to serve
and help them. 我们几年都没有一个牧师。
She said that we don't even have any of all these years.
她说我现在是正在攻读法律博士。
And she said she was studying to be a PhD in law.
但是我已经没有兴趣了。
But she's lost all interest.
我要传耶稣。
She said, I want to preach to Jesus.
她抓住我说。
So she hold on to my hand.
牧师，你们能不能在这里开学校？
And said, Pastor, could you start a school here?
我要学习耶稣。
I want to learn. I want to learn more about Jesus.
我要传耶稣。
I want to preach Jesus.
我知道在整个世界里面。
And I know in this world.
一个人认识耶稣跟没有耶稣是他生命的分叉点。
When a person knows Jesus or not knowing Jesus, there is a big separation.
一个家庭有没有耶稣是这个家庭的分叉点。
Well, when a family has Jesus, that's the difference between a family and another family.
今天我们已经是基督徒。
And now we're all Christians here.
但是我们的家庭如何？
But what is our family like?
我们彼此珍惜神所给我们的吗？
Do we pressure those things that God has given us?
当我们回头能够再彼此珍惜神给我们的。
And as we look back, are we treasuring those things?
我们每个人将成为珍珠。
Because every one of us will become treasures.
这一颗珍珠将在世界的各地发亮。
And these treasures will be shining lights everywhere we go.
我回来以后，我一直没办法忘记那边受苦呼吁得帮助的人的心声。
And I come back and my heart just cannot let go of those people who's calling out to be preached to be shared the gospel.
这两年来，神给我们一个看到一个新的看见。
In the last 2 years, God has given us a new vision.
在 Moscow 许多留学生开始来。
People, there's a lot of students that goes to Moscow to study.
这些都是家里的唯一儿子。
And many of these Chinese students are the only son, only chosen in
the family. 只有地位的家庭才能冲出来留学。
Oh, only the people that with wealth can they send their children over there to study.
但是他们一出来以后
after they come out,
太自由了。
They have too much freedom.
苏联学校你去上课没上课都没管没人管你。
Because in Moscow, if you go to school or not go to school, nobody cares.
所以那里的学生就来告诉我。
So many the students came to me.
说牧师。
And said, Pastor.
谢谢你们来帮助学生。
Thank you for coming to help the students.
我们在这学生宿舍里面。
In the dormitories of these schools.
普遍的现象。
In the typical environment.
晚上玩这个电脑到半夜。
And all these students just play internet until midnight.
打牌、喝酒、抽烟。
They play mahjong and they smoke and they drink.
都是十七八岁的孩子。
These are all 17, 18 years old kids.
到考试的时候都是偷看。
Well, when they go to class for exams, they're all constantly cheating of each other.
勉强偷过。
And they barely get by.
我在那里为这些未来的国家的要人心重担。
So I was totally grieved because of all these young people that will be the future pillars of our nation, China.
假如他们得到耶稣。
If they receive Jesus,
他们的生命是完全不同的。
And their life will no longer be the same.
他们的家庭也是完全不同的。
Their family will no longer be the same.
国家也会完全不同的。
The nation will be no longer the same.
当我在那里的时候。
So when I was there,
我一直想说主啊
I was thinking, Lord,
生命在这个地方多有用啊
Life over there was so useful.
生命在那需要福音的地方是多么有用啊
Life where there's such a need for gospel is so useful.
弟兄姐妹让我们的家庭重新回到主的根基
Dear brothers and sisters, help us come back to the foundation of Jesus Christ in our family.
我们的家
Our family
是神放给我们的一个宝贝
is a treasure God has given us.
第二点，请你看十七节
Second point I wanted you to read in verse 17.
她以能力来束腰
She sets about her work vigorously.
使膀臂有力
Her arms are strong for her tasks.
我要给我们的第二个字
I wanted to use the second word here.
就是在家庭当中
In this family.
我们要彼此使得有力量。
And we need to all be vigorous and strong.
我们用英文字是比较容易表达。
And the word in English is easier to express.
Empowering each other.
Empowering, 给能力。
使对方有能力。
So that they can have the power.
今天我们需要给母亲们有能力。
We want to give mothers have power.
使他们的腰有能力。
We wanted them to receive power.
使他们的膀臂有能力。
That their arms may be strong.
他们的角色实在太重要。
Because their role is so important.
但是鼓励他们的人太少。
And too few people encourage them.
给他们力量的人太少。
People who empower them are few.
多么需要夫妻一起回到神的面前。
We need to have these husband and wives get back together and focus on God.
那领受那上头来的能力。
Receive that which comes from God.
那唯一能力的来源
and the source of all power
他将倒给我们那能力
that he will pour down his power upon us
使我们的膀臂有能力
so that our arms may be strong
使我们的腰有能力可以站立起来 在这黑暗的世界
and that we can conquer the world
帮助我们的儿女
help our children
来走在神的道路上面
so that they may walk in the path of God
使之有能力
so that we may have power
使我们彼此加给对方更大的力量
we should empower each other
上帝是能力的来源
And God is the source of our strength.
今天我们的家庭需要回到神面前
Today our family needs to come before God.
今天我们做母亲的需要回到神的面前多跪下在他面前
Today as mothers we all need to come back to God and get on our knees.
因为这些重担不是我们能够担得起的
Because all these heavy burdens is not something that we can carry ourselves.
今天这些罪的引诱对儿女太大了
And these also, all these influences of sins are so empowering over our children.
我们没有能力把他们拉回来
We have no strength or no power to bring them back.
但是我们在膝盖上的能力将引上那个上面下来的能力
Because the power in our knees will move God to change every one of us
保守我们的儿女
Protect our children
在这黑暗的世界
In darkness in this world
仍然能站立得住
That they can stand still
在十几年前那个非常有名的
10 years ago it was a very famous
Elizabeth Elliot 的丈夫在伊卡多那个地方做宣教师被杀死。
A famous person, his name is Elliot, and Elizabeth Elliot, her husband, was killed in Ecuador, Africa.
但是这一位母亲
And because of this mother, Elizabeth,
仍然留下在那一个非洲的地方。
She continued to stay in Africa.
要继承她丈夫的遗志。
Because she wants to continue the mission of her husband.
仍然做宣教士
And stayed as a missionary.
虽然那些土人把她的丈夫以及其他四个年轻的美国宣教士一起刺死了
Even though along four other missionaries, her husband was dragged away by the natives and killed.
但她留在那里
She remained in Ecuador.
她留在那里就把福音传开了
And there, the gospel was spread out because of her.
我对这种伟大的母亲非常有兴趣研究
And I'm very interested in studying such a great, powerful mother.
我就看了她的几本书
And read several of her books.
她一共写了11本书
She wrote total 11 books so far.
我再去发现到底她的父母怎么培养出一个这样里面有钢铁的妇女
I was wondering how her parents have brought us such a young woman with such backbone.
里面有钢铁的妈妈
She has steel in her backbone
能站立得住在任何的环境当中不屈了
And that she can stay still despite the environment
而仍然以她的神为可靠的
And that she can remain faithful to the God that she has
还有一本书叫做基督教家庭的形成 The Shaping of Christian Family
And she has this Shaping of the Christian Family
在那里面她讲到她的父母对她的影响
She wrote this book called The Shaping of the Christian Family, and she talked about how her parents influenced her.
她说她的父母从小教导他们先学习的一句话叫做顺服。
And the first word that her parents taught her was obedience.
他说无论如何就是要教他们顺服。
No matter what, they need to learn obedience.
他说有一次一个一岁半的男孩子。
One time there was a baby boy of a 1.5-year-old.
他坐着喝牛奶。
While he was sitting there drinking milk.
他听到外面有声音，孩子要来玩。
So, he was distracted by the boys playing outside.
他说他要下来。
So he wants to get off.
但是这位母亲就跟这些孩子一直在那里坚持交战。
And this mother will continue and persist and fight and battle with this mother.
他说我要下来。
And even though this child says he wants to get off.
母亲说喝完牛奶。
My mother says no, you have to finish.